Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Continue our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Agvuras. We're now in the Hakdama Shniya B'Siyata Dishmaya. And this year should be a special S'chus. Ravi Mari and Imi Marazi Sheyechiyo, the S'chus before Z'chayach Evifega Basmicha Yudhisbasiya. And also the Refuas, Dina Bracha Basadasa Esther. Haniflos Ve'osis Ve'amofsim Sha'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. The wonders, signs, and miracles that Hashem did in his world, and he told his strength to all those who come to the world, it's fitting to tell its ways and matters. In order that the acts of Hashem should be clear, what is the difference between an os and a mofes? Rashi Dvarim Yud Gimel Beis writes, "V'nasan elecha os b'shamayim u'mofes ba'aretz." So os is something in the heavens, and mofes is on the earth. Gur Aryeh there os beis inyan ze yadu l'cham l'lama os b'shamayim u'mofes ba'aretz ki os b'shamayim. Os is greater than a moifes. Os is in Shemayim, and os is greater than a moifes. And therefore it says a sign that os is in Shemayim. Things that last forever like Shemayim that aren't created anew, don't have havaya, don't have hefsed, aren't destroyed, something that always lasts. Kasher yesh bo neis, nikra os. So that's called an os, that's greater, because the heavens, spiritual realm, is some of the things that don't change. So when if there's this os in the heavens, in Shemayim, in the spiritual world, that's a much bigger miracle, because the spiritual world doesn't change generally. Things that change, like down here on earth, that's called a moifes, that's not such an ace. Later on, Perek Nivav, Rabbeinu writes, Kol shinu yasher nera v'foyal nikra os. Kon shomri hinei apol ezeh yifal kach v'kach, v'zeh nikra os. V'ashinu yasher v'mispel, shomri ki dar v'zeh mispel kach v'kach, v'zeh nikra moifes. Any change that's seen befall is called an os. And the shinu that's in the mispel, that's called a mofes. What's the difference between the Shemayim and the Aretz? Shemayim is the world of Poel. The Shemayim is active. The Shemayim is proactive. And therefore, when something changes in Shemayim, it's called an os. That's one thing. That the Poel, it's going to act in a certain way. The Aretz is mispile. The Aretz is reactive. And that's called a mofes. So an os is in the poel world, the active world of Shemayim. And the mofes is in the receptive world, the mispile world, the reactive world of the Aretz. And there he explains the difference in the Divrei Haggadah. Osos is the matah. And mofsim is the dam. Klal adavar ki anisim him shnayim. Neis befoav hu yukare os. Neis b'makabal apu'ula, that's called a moifes. Then when you get to neflos, here he says, neflos osos v'amofsim. So again, we have os in shemayim, moifes ba'aretz, neflos, is a name that includes osos u'mofsim. Rashi, Dvarim Dal, Yudal u'mofsim hei niflos. Shehevi aleh makos niflos. So, the mofsim are the niflos that he brought makos muflos, wondrous makos. And, like Ravina writes later on in Perek Nevav, v'nisim hem shnayim neis b'foal, v'yukare os, Neis b'makabel ha'pu'ula is a moifes. So you have neis. Neis is both. And neflos is a synonym for neis. Since neflos is a synonym for nes, and nes includes osos umofsim, so neflos also includes osos umofsim. Later on, the end of Perek Chav Zayin, Rabbeinu writes, L'shem pelu hu alama, because neflos come from a hidden place. Kopanim, we explain the first three words, ha-neflos, ha-osos, ve-ha-mofsim. She'asa ha-kadosh baruch hu ba-alama, ve-odiyo gvurasu le-voli alama, ro'oi le-odiyo darka v'yanek v'dishispar ha-maisa elokim. So it's good to talk about, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings nisim in order that people should recognize him and know that the nes comes from him, since that's the purpose of the miracle. In order that purpose should be actualized, it's good to understand the nature of the nes. That's where Rabbeinu writes later on, "Hayanes nira b'chol makom zenek k'deish yunaflosav nodan b'chol ha'olam." God does these miracles that people should know about him. And he says this in numerous places. Avki l'bnei Yisrael hamaminim, even though to the Jewish people who are believers, like we see in the Gemara on Shabbos, Sadi Zayim Raman Minim B'nei Man Minim, Ve'inam Chokur B'sichlam U'machshavtam L'das Advar Makamusim, and we don't investigate in our Seichel and in our Machshav to know hidden things, as opposed to the philosophers, like Ravina writes in the Sefer HaTeferes, the beginning of Perek Tes, Asher Holchu B'derech Chachmei HaMechkor Ve'im HaPhilosophim, Nesiva Tarasov Perek Yedal, Ravina writes, Philosophe Yavon, Shayu chokrim b'daitam u'skalam chakira philosophies. So the philosophers are the chachmei amechkar. They look at their choker b'sichlam machshavtam l'das tvarim akamusim. They want to know the hidden things. But b'nei yisoru aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We just believe. We don't have to know the hidden things. Ki hem tmimei derech hochim b'taras Hashem. Because we go in the path of Hashem. We're tmimim. Ya'aminu l'chol divrei ha-Torah v'Nevi'im. We believe in Torah and Nevi'im. Like Rabbeinu Bechai writes in Ve'ikra Yudches Choftes, that what the philosophers think is not the Ikr, because that's only Mitzad HaMechkor, what they investigated. And they don't realize they're going in darkness. But we have Chazal, Chachmei Emes. They were Mekabel Emes from the Nevi'im. And they know things as they are. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, Rashi says, the Salifim or B'tzmimus, you don't have to know the future. You just go B'tzmimus with Hashem. Rashi, Chav Hei, Chav Zayin, and Bereshis, Tam is Eino Baki B'chol Leilu Kalibu Kenu. He's not, he's just Pashit. He's not a cheater of Eino Charev L'Ramos. He says things as they are. He's not sneaky. So that's the Jewish people. We're Tzmimim. And we go with Divrei Nevi'im Vaksuv and Vosem Moshe Bava Torah V'Nevi'im Lo Yischak Mo'alayim. And these also some Opsim that come in the Torah, we're not Mischakim to be Choyker exactly how it works and what the philosophy behind it is. V'etzel Nodik Ki Hashem Osek Vorot Tzvim Nefos. They know that Hashem did it. Kol Asher Chofetz Balom Yaseh, whatever Hashem wants in his world, he does. Ein Laros, Ein Livnos, like it says in Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, Chofzayim, to build, to destroy. Gechomer b'yada yotzer, b'rtzoso marchiv, b'rtzoso mekatzer. Like the Python says, I love this piyut, ki hine kechomer b'yada yotzer, b'rtzoso marchiv, b'rtzoso mekatzer. Ken anachma b'yotcha chesed notzer, la bris habeit, v'al tefen la yetzer. Ki hu b'ro me'ayin, v'ad en yochol la'ashivo, la'ashivehu, ki hu Kahudas Hamaminim. Like the Ramban writes in his Rasha, the Torah Hashem, to Mima, that Nisbarot Chidush Olam Aide Moshe Bekriyas Yamsuf Aman Babe'er, Mizulasim Bananei Yaakov, Yitzlasim Mitzias Mitzrayim, Banabu of Mamun Ar Sinai, Sheol Dvar Mor Malachidush. We know the world was Mischadesh. Through Moshe, creates Yamsuf, the Mon, the Bear, and Ani Akavod, Yitzis Mitzrayim. We see all these Nisim that happen. And therefore, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did these nisim, who also created the world in the first place. How else is he able to change the world? Nevuah, we know from Mamad Har Sinai. She'el Advar Amar Mal HaChidosh. Nisim showed that this Chidosh Olam. Nevuah shows the Chidosh Olam. Because those who believe in Kadmus HaOlam, the world always was, Hashem can't shorten the wing of a fly or lengthen the tail of a worm. And Rama writes in the Moira Beis Chof Hei, Avosvaras HaKadmus Kefi Oifen Anirul Aristo Reza Seisir Esa Torah Meikara. This Kadmus HaOlam, like Aristotle believed, is Seisir the Torah. Makrish is called Anisim. So that's what he says here. Rabbeinu writes, Ki hu bro me'ayin, ve'ad ein yochol ha'shiveyu, kachu da'asem, ve'ed ein yochol ha'shiveyu, kachu da'asem aminim. Hashem created the world for nothing. No, and nobody can testify against him. Ve'ed ein yochol ha'shiveyu. And that's the opinion of the ma'aminim. So we don't have any questions. So basically the first paragraph is saying over here that Hashem did also some mosim in order that we should know that he's God. And we don't ask any questions. We know it's from Hashem. And that's the way it is. And we're not choker b'sichleinu. That's what the philosophers do. But we know from Nevi'im. We know from our Mesorah. And v'sulo, midi, and that's it. However, achbo anshe chikrei leiv, hachoker m'sichlo midaitam al Hashem. Mispalsifim roitzim lahachkim advarim nistarim. Then you have the philosophers that want to figure out the hidden stuff. They want to understand the hidden things. Dvarim aniglim veim itam le'ulei ne'em kama v'kama heim asher zeh amar kacha v'zeh amar kacha. In other words, not only in hidden things are there various views, but even in the revealed things, he says like this, he says like that. If the philosophers are arguing about revealed things, they're certainly going to be arguing about hidden things like the essence of the soul of man and his seichel. It's all just hot air. What do they know? What can a person who's filled with chomer know? We are just physical beings. So even though Hashem gave us das and chachma, our das, our chachma, is connected to our physical bodies. So all of our das is in the physical world. How are we supposed to know hidden things? How do we know anything about the spiritual world when our body is so connected to the physical world? We only understand things within our frame of reference, and the spiritual world is not within our frame of reference. A person can't be mischaber with what's separate from our world. He also can't understand them. Things that are separate from our world. Im lo yados Hashem ostazos shodi adrachav leMoshe. Hashem not told Moshe, and afterwards the Nevi'im, Midrashim. Kasher elu anashim hamispalsefim chakur midaitem b'sichel amaitzer Hashem yeshatzu l'derech zara legamrei. So there's really no way we can understand, because we're physical bodies and we don't, within our frame of reference, we don't understand the spiritual world. So all we know is what Hashem told us. That's how we understand, because Hashem told us. And these people are mispalsef, and they're chokru midaitim v'sichlam ha'maisa Hashem. They went to a derech zara legamrei. And they ended up saying wacky and wild things because they just don't understand. V'oisam ein roi lahaskir zichr mestivrayim. So you shouldn't even mention what they said, the shtusim that they say, except for the fact that we have a Mishnah. Have a shakad lomot k'deisha tatas k'deisha tashiv lapikaris. You have to learn Torah in order to know what to answer and not be chorus. In our Mishnah, it says, Havishakud lo motor v'damash kashiv lapikoris. The Maharal has it, Havishakud lo mo kadesha tashiv lapikoris. Rabbi Yonah writes, Shiyik ba'atzma lo motor, you should learn in order to know what to answer the apikoris. Because if you don't, then the people are going to learn from the apikoris. And that's why today, especially, so much apikoris is going around, you have to know what to answer. V'yesh shem shlomei amune Yisrael ba b'sichlam v'gadaitam alez in the flaws v'nisim shayel olamim v'schak mu aleim v'yavo b'daitam ki anisim asher chashvu enam maskim l'daitam v'chumas v'sher eskil v'nitzayim v'seder v'nitzayim v'shozeh chipsul v'nperish asher azkir. So there were some chachamim like the Ralbag who were mischakim. They have their own ideas about these nisim which the Maharal rejects, doesn't agree with their chachma, and therefore they don't like, they explain it in their own way, but the Maharal rejects their explanations, as we're going to see. Amnam yesh lamod aleim zchus mitzad ma'aki lo nechnesu b'zeh sheyitlu chas v'sham klisarim b'fol anisim she'en adavar kach klal rak kiva hayanira l'fisichlam v'daitim she'en roi l'pol amiti she'ishan esedron themselves. Asherim nivram be'emes v'yisher, the shanos davar shu ikar amitzius, k'mo shi'isbar, sham rishim ken lo yel ma'isi yadav amida mekuyamis mitzuyaris, v'zeu aschus sheyesh lomod aleim. We want to be melamed tzchus. It's not that they have a chisaron; they find a lacking in nisim. It's not like that at all. It's just that they thought that it's not fitting for the true prime mover to change reality, which is created by Emes Ubiyasha. Like we say in Terachayim, Kasher Bara Hashem Yisparach HaSoylam, Bara Yisei Be'emes. Poyel Emes, Shepulaso Emes. There's no sheker in the world. So why then, since it's done in the right way, why does it have to be changed? L'shanos Dabar Shu Ikra Metzias. Like the Rabbag asks, Achar Shu Yizbarach, Miseder HaSeder, God made the Seder, why would he change the Seder? Why would he do such nisim? Shamu Shem Kain, if Nais is a Shinu in the Seder HaOlam, if Nais changes the reality of the world, then Lo Hayel Maisa Yadav Amida Mekuyamis Mitzuyeres. Tziur means the spiritual dimension of the matter. That's a tziur. So if nisim change reality, then God's handiwork has no true spiritual form. And they didn't want to say that. Rabbeinu writes, Derech Chaim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, B'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim b'sefer she'maisa nishlam tzir muskal k'mo she'ish lolam tzir muskal k'lifi ma'isa b'nei adam k'achu tzir muskal shel olam v'kayim zeh sham ritzkol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim b'sefer sh'ayim ha'adam she'maisa b'en lam roshem tzir muskal shelam shter v'zeino ki ma'isa k'olam shelam tzir muskal sh'ukayim v'zeo ha'sefer ki ha'sefer sham tzir ha'kol. So our actions have a tzir, they have a make a lasting imprint on reality. So that's what these philosophers say, again referring to the Ralbag and others, that it can't be that miracles change the nature of reality, because why would Hashem want to do that? The Seder of the world is great. So they meant well, but they're mistaken. So Mirta Hashem, we are going to see in future Shiurim these ideos of the philosophers that are off the mark. Omnam mitzad acher ein zchus lahem. In other words, earlier on he said we could be malamei tzchus. But why? Because they said that why would Hashem change reality? Reality is good. Mitzad acher, they don't have a tzchus, chutz min hatam. Asher devrayim purushim einam nachum lefi al seichel v'adas. In other words, there's no limud tzchus. Besides the fact that, like we said before, that they said, why would Hashem change reality? Reality is good. If the Hashem changes it, then it doesn't have amida kuyemis mitzuyeris. It doesn't have a strong basis in reality. Reality isn't real if it can just be changed like that. So that's a reason to be melamed tzchus. But that's the only limud tzchus. And another reason why you can't be melamed tzchus is because devrayim u'perushim einam nachum lefi asechel v'adas. What they say is not true even intellectually, even philosophically. Their proofs aren't proofs. Ve'idem hema kisero min emes ve'ayosher. And the proofs that they bring that are so weak testify that they have veered from the truth and what's right. Like it says in the Pasuk in Isaiah 50:44-9, that these psilim, their idols, testify or witnesses to the embarrassment of their servants. Because we see that these getchkes, these psalim, these statues can't do anything, yet people still believe in them. So too, the rayas that they believe, that they bring, are proofs of their own inadequacy, of the inadequacy of what they're saying. The proofs are so schwach, just like the gods are in proof of the inadequacy of the followers, because their gods are nothing. So what they did is they are ma'avis the ksuvim. They distort the true meaning of the pasuk. And therefore, they say that osu mofes are a sign that it's an act of God. Maybe he's referring to what the Radak writes in the Sefer HaSharashim, Sharash Yefes, Ki ha-moifes hu dover ha-nira la-hamin bo, dover ka-yotze bo sha-asid la-haros. A moifes is something that shows you that you should believe in something that's going to be. U-milasos tavo gam kein b'zein, and that's what it also is. That's what Maral before told us. No, os and moifes are miracles. Shemayim u-va-aretz, like we saw before. Rashi. But here he's saying that these philosophers say that it's just a sign of what's going to be. Tam bilti meshubach. So that's not, according to that, nisim don't show the gvura of Hashem. They're just a means for something else. V'nadnu chulsha ba'osos. Like the Rabbag writes in the Sefer Muhammad Hashem, Hinei kasher chipastim b'chol anaflot b'sanu kulam atzad ha'atova. Im lahakros emun atova, mofsim shasim o shiso, kadeh shaminu shu navi, shaminu b'shem yizbarach, v'mofis shas eliyo, kadeh shaminu yiso, ki Hashem hu Elokim. So, according to the Ralbag, miracles are just there to strengthen us. That means essentially we don't need miracles. They're only brought as a means to get us to believe. But if we would believe, then we wouldn't need miracles. Just a hechatimtzi. And that's not true. Miracles are not just brought as a means to get us to believe. Miracles are have would be brought even if we did believe. Hashem would perform miracles even if we were believers, not just because of our weak belief. He brings miracles. Of course, they help us believe as well. But that's not the only purpose they serve, because we're weak in our belief. And it's going to strengthen us in our belief. So the first opinion, that it's not worth mentioning, but we're just mentioning it in order to know what to answer in Apikoros, like we see in the Gurarie, in Bereshis Perak Aleph Os Beis, that what was Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha? The Torah didn't have to start with Bereshis. It should have started Chodesh Zelachem. What do you mean? Says the Ramban, if the Torah hadn't said that, we would have thought the Olam is Kadma. And Hashem didn't create the world Yesh Me'ayim. And somebody who believes the world always was is Kadmon, like Aristotle. Kol HaNisim Shem B'Shinu Yatz Olam Shebo B'Torah Nimnoim. You can't have Nisim then. The world always was. God doesn't have power to change it. U'v'chidush HaOlam Yesh Me'ayim Kol HaNisim Hem Efsharim. Sh'reikam HaBriya Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol Yesh Me'ayim V'lam Lo Namim B'chidush HaBriya S'Nisim Kulam. Once you know about Yesh Me'ayin, so then the Nisim are possible. Because Hashem created the world with Yesh Me'ayin B'Nisim, so He can do a Nisim Vayter. Rambam writes in the Mora 2:25 that Svaras HaKadmus Kefiofen Anira L'Aristo Harezes Seiseres HaTorah Me'ikara Makrish Kol HaNisim B'Hechli B'dayim Adeya B'chidush HaOlam You Kol HaNisim Efshari. The Rambam says, if you think the world is Kadmon, that's Soser the Torah. And that's why you have to have the world has to have been created. That's why we believe in, we have to believe the world, know the world was created. You can't say to start the Torah, the Chodesh is Elachim, because you have to know about the possibility of Nisan. So Hu HaMispalsev, that's the philosopher who says that everything that comes, B'Seder Muskel, Etzlo Atzad Achiyu B'Kadmon. In other words, the Metzias HaOilam is Mechuyevus B'Echreach. It's not that the world was created B'Ratzin or B'Bechira Adei Bar Yesh Me'ayin. And therefore, Mischaiv Mikach Sha'olam Lo Nivra Alayanim Tatamit. Is that Perish Olam Kadmon? So they say the world is Kadmon. Shalo Sar Velo Yasur, or called Minhago Kesidro Noeg. Mikavin Shabo Mito called Advar Besedra Mutska Al Sarachi of a Kadmon, Shalo Sar Velo Yasur. And Kainain Shinu Baolim Shayotse Misedra Muska. Lo yarech knafa zvuv, like we said before. Shach shalom noeg al pitevo menhago al yidei achiv meito. Im kein, haya babi shinoi olam al yidei neflos, haya shinoi seder ben noeg al tiva. So, Aristotle believes that the world had to be. And it wasn't God's choice. It always was. And if that's true, then the shinui in the world is going out of the Seder HaMuskel, and God can't even lengthen the wing of a fly. Sha'ach ha'olam noeg al pitivo menhago ayde achiv meito. Im kein hayaba shinu la'olam ayde neflos, ayze shinu aseder. If there were wonders, if there were miracles, that'd be shinu aseder. Veino noeg al tivo. Like the Ramban writes, Shmos 22, If the world always was, then the nature is not going to change. Everything would have to be. There could be no miracles because everything has to be al pi haseder. The world has to be, and therefore it has no beginning. Says Aristotle, the world always was. And this we should answer in the proper place. Where it's not clear where Rabbeinu responds, but we definitely don't believe that the world is Kadmon. Kadmon means that things are mechuyev, they have to be, and we don't believe anything has to be. Hashem can change everything with His will. How is one thing going to come from another? How is blood going to come from water? In other words, as the Rambam says in the Mishnah, it has to be similar. In order for B to come from A, B has to be similar to A. Water coming from dam is not possible. Dam coming from water is not possible because they're dissimilar. So he's bringing a raya from our natural world. In our natural world, one thing, B, comes from A if they're similar. However, but in the nivdal world, in the spiritual world, and that's a different story. Water can turn into blood. Nature works in the realm of time. And therefore it takes time for natural things to happen. But a poel that's not tibi, that's not natural, doesn't need time. But spiritual things don't need time. That's the idea the Rabbeinu says about Zerizus. Zerizus is because we want to minimize the amount of time. Spiritual things don't have time. So when we do things, we try to do them the minimal amount of time. That's the idea of Zerizus. So Tev isn't something Gashmi. Gashmi is in the realm of time. But something spiritual doesn't take time. And therefore, one moment, water can turn into blood, which is God's will alone. And with God's will, it happens immediately. Natural things take time. A baby takes 9 months to develop. A house takes months to build. But in Hashem's world, when He wants, He can do things in a fraction of a second. There's no natural preparation. So don't ask on water becoming blood. That's in the natural world. What preparation does water have to turn into blood? So you're right, in the natural world, it's not happening, but we're not in the natural world. We're in the supernatural world. You know, the miracles come from the Olam HaNivdal. So in our natural world, there's really no place for these miracles. But in the supernatural world, there is. So we have the Olam HaTachton, which is the Olam HaTeva. Rabbeinu writes in many, many places that the Olam HaTachton is Olam Hazeh, where we live. That's the Olam HaRakava, that we're all composed of Chomer and Sura, Havaya, Hefseid. The Olam Emtzai is the Olam HaGalgalim, we discussed this in the past, Olam HaGalgalim VaMezalos. There's Chomer and Sura, but there's no Harkava, there's no Hova, there's no Hefseid. They're not comprised of different elements. There's no creation, there's no loss. And the highest world is the Olam HaElyon, that's the Olam HaShlishi, there's no Chomer at all. It's all just Tzuros, it's all spiritual. There's no music, there's no Harkava. The markers in the Zohar Kodesh, Chelek Gimel, and in the Kuf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph, and Nagos Marachu, he explains that these three worlds are connected. Olam Atzilus is the Olam Elyon, Olam Abriya is the middle world, Olam Hayitzir is our world. Olam Hayitzir, and the third is Olam Hayitzira. He explains where is the Olam Asi over here. Those are the three worlds. So he says that the Olam Atachton, the Olam Ateva, has shaykhs to the Olam HaNivda, and that's where the Nitzim come from. Shanisim is chachim ha-shalom hazeh shalachibur v'anivdalim. The Nitzim are mischadesh, because this world is connected to what's separate. L'vigach ha-Nitzim lo hayu kiim b'Yisrael, k'mo shi'is bar'od. V'chol zem b'nei she'ish lam dveikus b'anivdalim. So Nitzim happened to us, because we're dabik to this spiritual world, to the Olam Elyon. That's why the Jews have these miracles, because we're davening to the higher worlds. Alpiteva, you can't have one thing coming from another. But shelo alpiteva, you can. And we're living in the world, lo al pi teva. So you can't have B coming from A if B is completely dissimilar to A. That's in the Olam HaTeva. But we're not in the Olam HaTeva. V'chein ma'ashem ra'ki olam haya m'chuyiv mito yizbarachim haya n'hagadu zhul ha-seidu ha-teva yidabu zashinu min ha-seidu v'fi ritzonu bilvad v'anurim shabbat yakol v'fi ritzonu yizbarach. He said it's not up to God. God can't change things. Of course Hashem can change things. V'filu da'id shumayim min ha-kadus kol mito ha-seidu v'chiyuv, and even according to his opinion, he believes in Kadmus Olam, and everything is from Hashem. But it was necessary. He didn't have a choice. Avakav Shabbat, Abadar Adar Zaino. It's not true. Mikomakom Afafi Daito Utos. Even the Daito, it's a mistake. Even if you hold the world as Kadmo, it's a mistake. Ki Misha Omar, Ki Anisim, Ashiavom, and Hashem Yisbarach, Ein Lam Klal Seder Muskal, Ein Adar Barakach Klal. Avakomosh Yesh Lolam Seder, Atava Seder Mesuder, Noeg Al Pitev, Okech Yesh Neitzim Seder Gamkin. Just like the natural world has a Seder, the spiritual world also has a Seder. There's also a Seder to the Nisim. And so miracles don't always happen. There's a Seder to miracles also when miracles are supposed to come. Since there's a Seder to the Nisim, Nisim aren't happening but to Midius the Lohav Sek. They're only happening at the times that are fitting for their Seder. That's why we have Leil Seder. It's because Nisim also have a Seder. It's also part of the plan. If Nisim weren't part of the Seder, then there would be, we could have constant Nisim, but we don't. Because there are Hashem Seder, that this is when Nisim are supposed to happen, and then not at other times. When Hashem gave the man to the Jewish people, don't say that it wasn't in the Seder that's right for the Metzias, and the Seder Olam now. Just like the world is roi to be al pi sidro tivo v'nagaso, the world is also roi to have nisim from time to time, and these nisim are all part of the Seder. So Mitzvah Hashem, in the coming shir, We will, Mirza Hashem Yisbarach, continue, and we will see more Nisim and Niflos from the Maral, and we'll get more into other viewpoints about Nisim, and we will understand the philosophy behind it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.